today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Who's got the beat? Has anybody seen the beat? Who has it? Who has it? Oh, you got the beat? Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week of Rockin' the Suburbs. Happy June 5th to you all. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode. I want to start off by saying some thank yous to everybody, especially Kevin Clement and Adam Koop for putting together some perfect pop episodes, one of which, another installment of which, we're going to hear today, right after I'm done reminding you about a couple of different things related to our podcast. First of all, I want to remind you that it is time to get in your May New Music Picks. Now, I know that originally we said the deadline would be June 4th, but due to the way our schedules have kind of changed a little bit, you've got two more days. You've got today, June 5th, and tomorrow, June 6th, to get in your picks. So do that if you have a pick for May, and we want to see your name popping up in the inbox or on the Suburban Party Line call roster. So there's two ways you can do this. We need to hear your voice, of course. You can record a voice file on your home audio equipment or your pocket smartphone, and you can attach that file to an email that you send to rock@suburbspod.com, and you put May New Music in the subject line. That always helps. The other option is to call our Suburban Party Line, in which you have 3 minutes to describe your song and album for the month, or just one of those two. The number is 612-440-1984. And finally, before we hear Coop and Kevin today, I want to tell you that a reminder is on your way, and it's coming to you right now from me. And the reminder is this: there's a Suburbs Fest taking place in Louisville, Kentucky, August 3rd, August 5th this year, 2023. So we've got just about 2 months now before it starts, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And I want to remind you that there is a group rate, a discount available at the wonderful Galt House, which is in perfect location in downtown Louisville. Everything you need to get to is very accessible from there. And we have it on firsthand knowledge that this is a wonderful place to stay. I'll be there. And I'm pretty sure Bill Mulligan will be there, too, checked in. So that is definitely something you want to look at. You want to go to suburbspod.com, and there's a banner right on the front you can click on. Or if you want to go directly to suburbspod.com/fest, all the info is there. And there's a link to the Galt House website where you can make your reservations in advance. I also want to tell you quickly that there'll be a minor league baseball game we'll be attending, which will be fun, and then followed by some bar hopping in downtown Louisville. Do they have any good bars or bourbons in Louisville? I don't know. I think they do. You can also drop by the Louisville Slugger Museum if you want to. Friday will be a live hootenanny and live band karaoke, always one of the highlights of the event at Gravelly Brewing on Baxter Avenue. Frank Muffin will be there. And then on Saturday, we've got two events, a live podcast recording in the afternoon, and a heck of a rock and roll concert to close it all out. Dash Rip Rock and the Excuses will be playing at 21st in Germantown. All right, so I just want to put those reminders in your head. Get your new music picks in by tomorrow, Tuesday, June 6th, and we'll get them on the May schedule, which will begin, hopefully, on June 7th. With that out of the way, I want to turn it over now to Kevin Clement and Adam Koop with another pick for Perfect Pop.
All right, welcome back to Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Kevin Clement, and with me today is...
The Koop.
The Koop. The Koop gave his pick, and that was Gigantic by the Pixies. Awesome song, great one. And I've got one here. I was going through the Perfect Pop Pantheon there, trying to see, you know, if this was on there, and this was not, surprisingly enough. So my pick is The Go-Go's and We Got the Beat. That was a song that was actually written by Charlotte Caffey. That's the drummer for the band. She wasn't sure if she really wanted to bring it to the band because it really wasn't exactly what the band was doing at that time, but she did, and they loved it. And as you can tell, this is a song that is written by a drummer. I mean, it is just the beat is the song. Just, you know, it drives the whole song. It is, you know, just a wonderful, it's only 2 minute and 32 seconds. It's a short little song, but it's just, it's power packed the whole time it's going, just 90 to nothing. So, that's why I love that song so much. What do you think about it, Coop?
I challenge you to go back and listen to that song and actively try not to bob your head to it. I think it's physically impossible.
I believe
it's
so too.
It's just so much fun. That song is nothing but fun. You know, you put it on and you put that on at a house party and you've got the place jumping. It's one of those songs that feels like it's just always been around, right? It's, yep, part of the landscape, musical landscape. I don't know. It's a great song. Yep. It's actually a really good representation of perfect 80s pop too, I think, right?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And just to let everyone know, the 1980, it was released as a single in the UK, but was not released in the US until 1981. And, it was the second single off of the album, and it spent 3 weeks at number 2 on the U.S. Hot 100. Coop, you want to give a guess as to what may have kept We Got the Beat off the charts? Out of number 1?
Man, I'm terrible at charts. You said 80?
Yeah, 1981.
81? I don't know. I'm going to go with a safe bet and say Pink Floyd.
I don't think Pink Floyd was too much in the singles chart, but
you meant singles chart. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Singles chart. So, but it was actually "I Love Rock and Roll" from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
You know what? That's not a bad one either.
I'm telling you, that's a freaking awesome single too.
Yeah, it is.
So you can't fault anybody. I mean, that's just some great tunes back in that day. Of course, I was, let's see, 81. I was 8 years old, so you know.
Yeah.
So, alrighty. If you have a perfect pop song that you would like to add, you can go to rock@suburbspod.com, send us an email, or you can do a voice record, record your voice and put it on an email and send it to us. Or you can call on the landline and leave a voicemail message at 612-440-1984. Oh yeah. Or you can always, you know, stick your head out of the window and yell or whatever. My personal favorite is the Flaming Arrow.
But, I was going to ask, were we still doing those?
They're not always, you know, real helpful, but they'll work. So, alrighty. Well, thank you everybody for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Has anybody seen the beat?